Acts chapter 18. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came to them. And because he was of the same craft, he stayed with them and worked, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus had come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Yeshua was the Messiah. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." And he departed from there and entered into a certain man's house, named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Then spoke the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, "Be not afraid, but speak and hold not your peace, for I am with you, and no man shall set you on, and no man shall set on you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city." And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. And when Gallio was the deputy of Archaea, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O you Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. But if it is a question of words and names and of your law, look you to it, for I will be no judge of such matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. And Paul, after this, continued there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed away into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Kentria, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left him there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to remain a longer time with them, he consented not, but told them farewell, saying, "I must by all means keep this feast that comes in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you if God wills." And he sailed from Ephesus, and when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the congregation, he went down to Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia, in order strengthening all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded to him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was intending to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he had come, helped them much which had believed through grace, for he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly showing by the scriptures that Yeshua was the Messiah. Acts chapter 19. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said to them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is any Holy Ghost." And he said to them, "Unto what then were you baptized?" And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John truly baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on the Messiah Yeshua. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Yeshua. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened and believed not, but spoke evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued over the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Yeshua, both Jews and Greeks. And God worked special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought to the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Yeshua, saying, "We adjure you by Yeshua whom Paul preaches." And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Yeshua I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Yeshua was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." So he sent into Macedonia 2 of them that ministered to him, Timotheus and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. And the same time there arose no small stir about that way. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana Artemis, brought no small gain to the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation and said, "Sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they are no gods which are made with hands. So that not only this, our craft is in danger to be set at nothing, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana Artemis should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worships." And when they heard these sayings, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana, Artemis of the Ephesians." And the whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theatre. And when Paul would have entered into the people, the disciples allowed him not. And certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent to him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theatre. Some therefore cried one thing and some another, for the assembly was confused, and the more part knew not why they had come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward. And Alexander beckoned with the hand and would have made his defence unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice, about the space of 2 hours, cried out, "Great is Diana, Artemis of the Ephesians." And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, "You men of Ephesus, what man is there that knows not how that the city of the Ephesians is a worshipper of the great goddess Diana Artemis and of the image which fell down from Jupiter Zeus. Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, you ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly. For you have brought here these men which are neither robbers of temples nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Therefore, if Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with him have a matter against any man, the law is open and there are deputies, let them accuse one another. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, there being no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse. And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly. Acts chapter 20. And after the uproar had ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them, and departed for to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece, and there stayed three months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia, and there accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus and Gaius of Derbe and Tomitheus and of Asia Titius and Trophimus. These going before waited for us at Troas. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we stayed 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them, ready to depart on the next day, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, was falling into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." When he therefore had come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till the break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. And we went before to the ship and sailed to Assos, there intending to take in Paul, for so had he arranged, intending himself to go afoot. And when he met with us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene. And we sailed there and came the next day over against Chios, and the next day we arrived at Samos and stayed at Trogyllium, and the next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, so that he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hurried, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus, and called the elders of the congregation. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable to you, but have shown you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. And now, behold, I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Yeshua, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Therefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the congregation of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered to my necessities and to them that were with me. I have shown you all things, how that so labouring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Yeshua, how he said, it is more blessed to receive, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept much and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they should see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship. Acts chapter 21. And it came to pass that after we withdrew from them and had launched, we came with a straight course to Cus, and the day following to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her burden. And finding disciples, we stayed there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way. And they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we knelt down on the shore and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship, and they returned home again. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren and stayed with them 1 day. And the next day we that were of Paul's company departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the 7, and stayed with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And as we stayed there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he had come to us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, Thus says the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owns this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place begged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, what mean you to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Yeshua. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. And after those days we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mason of Cyprus, an old disciple, with whom we should lodge. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had worked among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said to him, you see, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. and they are informed of you that you teach all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it therefore? The multitude must surely come together, for they will hear that you have come. Do therefore this that we say to you. We have four men which have a vow on them. Them take and purify yourself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and has polluted this holy place." For they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus, an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came to the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left beating of Paul. Then the chief captain came near and took him, and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and demanded who he was and what he had done. And some cried one thing, some another, among the multitude. And when he could not know the certainty for the uproar, he commanded him to be carried into the castle. And when he came upon the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, "Away with him!" And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said to the chief captain, "May I speak to you?" Who said, "Can you speak Greek? Are not you that Egyptian which before these days made an uproar and led out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers?" But Paul said, "I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I ask of you, allow me to speak to the people." And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand to the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hear you my defence which I make now to you." And when they heard that he spoke in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silent. And he said, "I am truly a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as you all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest does bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound to Jerusalem for to be punished. And it came to pass that, as I made my journey and had come near to Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why persecute you me?' And I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to me, 'I am Yeshua of Nazareth, whom you persecute.' And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spoke to me. And I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told you of all things which are appointed for you to do.' And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came to me and stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will, and see that just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth. For you shall be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why wait you? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that, when I had come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying to me, Make haste, and get you quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting to his death, and kept the garments of them that slew him. And he said to me, Depart, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle, and said that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know why they cried so against him. And as they bound him with straps, Paul said to the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to whip a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what you do, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said to him, Tell me, are you a Roman? He said, Yes. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, But I was free-born. Then straightway they departed from him which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. On the next day, because he desired to have known the certainty of why he was accused by the Jews, he loosed him from his bands, and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down, and set him before them.